Friday, December 9th, 2022. The Gifts of Wisdom and Understanding. What can keep us from becoming just fickle followers of a crowd? The prophet Isaiah, speaking for God, says, "I teach you what is for your good and lead you on the way you should go." God does this leading of us through the Holy Spirit's gifts. Wisdom is the first and highest gift of the Holy Spirit because it is the perfection of the theological virtue of faith. Faith tells us the truths of Christian belief are more important than the things of this world. Through the Holy Spirit's gift of wisdom, we come to value properly those things which we believe through this faith. The gift of wisdom helps us to order our relationship to the created world properly, loving creation for the sake of God rather than for its own sake. This is not a rejection of the world. Even our fallen world remains worthy of our love. The gift of wisdom simply helps us to see our world in its proper light. The gift of wisdom instills within us a desire to contemplate the things of God through the world. Understanding is the second gift of the Holy Spirit, and people sometimes have a hard time grasping how it differs from wisdom. Here is the difference. While the gift of wisdom is the desire to contemplate the things of God, the gift of understanding allows us to grasp, at least in a limited way, the very essence of the truths of the Catholic faith. The gift of understanding is an ability that we are given by the Holy Spirit abiding within us. Through the Holy Spirit's gift of understanding, we gain a certitude about our beliefs that moves beyond faith. A bedstone of our Catholic faith is that faith must be reasonable. Understanding is the gift of the Holy Spirit that reveals this reasonability to us and enables us to share our understanding with others. So the Holy Spirit's gifts of wisdom and understanding help us to desire to contemplate God and then have the ability to grasp what we are contemplating. In this way, the Holy Spirit teaches us what is good and leads us on the way we should go. Saint Bernadette, pray for us.